This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Our next guest is Josh Frydenberg, the member for Kooyong and the Federal Treasurer, TASS, and you can welcome Josh.
Good morning, Josh. It's great to have you finally on the airwaves this morning.
Good to be with you guys.
Excellent. Josh, last week the Reserve Bank chose not to amend its interest rates. And in the quarterly statement on monetary policy that they released, the bank downgraded its forecasts of economic growth, inflation, and consumption, and further delayed its expectation of any improvement in unemployment. What does this mean for the projected surplus that you have already laid out to the Australian people?
Well, the surplus will be delivered as spelled out in the budget, not just $7.1 billion for 1920, but also for the $45 billion of surpluses over the forward estimates and paying back all government debt by the end of the decade. We have ensured through our policies that a record number of people are now in employment, with over 1.3 million new jobs being created, and 9 out of 10 jobs that were created over the last 12 months have been full-time. And what the Reserve Bank did point out in its recent statement on monetary policy was how the labour market remains strong, and that is critically important given that unemployment is around 5%, which was compares to 5.7% when we first came to government 6 years ago.
Okay. Josh, it's Macca. Look, it won't be a surprise to you. You know that you've had a lot of candidates, as have other parties, that have fallen by the wayside for their social media misdemeanors perhaps and other comments. This brings to light how candidates are vetted. Now, I know a friend of yours, Michael Kroger, has spoken on air about this with regard to the state election and this election, that more resources needed. But for me, it says, particularly with regard to your party, that there's a lot of homophobic, racist, bigoted candidates that are getting pre-selection. And I wonder, how does this happen, Josh? Surely you can't be happy with this. How does this happen?
Well, I actually don't accept what you've just said, because all parties, including the Labor Party and the Greens, have lost candidates
yes.
in recent weeks, including candidates for the Labor Party who had expressed very anti-Semitic sentiments, and including a candidate for the Greens here in Victoria and Laylaw that had expressed racist sentiments. So this is a problem that has affected all the major parties. Now, you're right to point out that the vetting process across the board needs to be reviewed and looked at, and that's something that will happen after the election. But clearly, in this age of social media, where people are contributing to blog sites and Facebook and a whole lot of other things, that it is sometimes more difficult to monitor all those contributions and to be fully aware of what the candidates have put down.
Well, there is something there is a record of, and it's called Hansard, right? Now, the president of the Liberal Party in Victoria, Robert Clark, referred to my community, homosexuality, as being akin to spina bifida, right? Now, to my knowledge, he has never recanted this. Does he get vetted as president? Does that not work? Does that work in his favour, Josh? I mean,
and does that attitude set the tone for the entire Liberal Party?
It's not the view of the Liberal Party, and you know that, Macca, and you know through some of our candidates and some of our members, including my colleagues, for example, Trent Zimmerman and Tim Wilson and Trevor Evans and others and Dean Smith, and they have been very outspoken about some of these issues, and they've been strong advocates for change. And I'm proud of the fact that it was on the Liberal Party's watch, the Coalition's watch, that we got the laws changed on same-sex marriage. Now, you may have not
Laws that many of your colleagues did not even vote on, actually.
Like your sorry, Josh, your leader, our Prime Minister, did not vote for marriage equality in the plebiscite. He didn't vote for it in the House, right? My question, and sorry to come back to this, Robert Clark was elected by the Liberal Party members and the State Council in Victoria. And that's a view that he put out there in the public domain. This is a person...
Well, my understanding is that is not the view of Robert Clark, and that he has made comments on that since.
Okay, well, I'd like him to make them to our community. But anyway...
Josh, how can we as a community have confidence that the coalition is in fact going to be a government that represents our community and the interests of our community, especially when your leader, Scott Morrison, in a sense, proposed amendments to Labor's schools bill that would have increased discrimination against students because of their gender and their sexuality?
Well, I know that Scott Morrison, myself and the whole team speak out against discrimination wherever we see it, and we're also supporting initiatives that will make a positive difference within the gay community, including the funding announcement that we made about the National LGBTI Health Alliance over the next couple of years, and particularly...
Well, that's business as usual. With due respect, that's business as usual.
It's an announcement that we have made, and you know my record. You know the record of some of the colleagues that I've just mentioned, and you also know that we are focused on delivering a better community for all. That's my commitment. That's the coalition's commitment, and I know that Scott Morrison also holds that view.
Will the coalition actually commit to having an LGBTI minister like the Labor Party and the Greens have?
A minister?
Yeah, we have one here in Victoria. We have a Minister for Equality here in Victoria.
We'll give you a couple of good candidates should you win.
we've got no proposed changes to the ministerial arrangements. Okay. But what I can say is these issues in relation to discrimination and the law are dealt with by the Attorney-General, as you would expect them to be.
Now, I know you've got to go, Josh. Final question. The people who live in Kooyong, why should they vote for you? That's really important. There's a lot of our community live in Kooyong, but a lot of other people as well. Why should the people of Kooyong vote for you?
Especially when they can't afford to buy a home.
Well, the people of Kooyong know that I have diligently and assiduously worked on their behalf since I was first elected in 2010, and I've been very privileged to be re-elected by them in subsequent elections. The work that I have done to support community housing and to put in place a homeless shelter for women, for vulnerable women in my community, the work that I've done with people with disabilities, and particularly supporting schools that help young students with severe autism, and the work that I've done within my local volunteer organisations that provide everything from meals on wheels to community sport. I've worked very diligently in my electorate. But then secondly, as the Treasurer of Australia and the Deputy Leader of my party, I've been able to help drive an agenda which strengthens the Australian economy, that ensures that people have a lower tax burden, that meets our international obligations with respect to the environment, that's investing significant amounts of money in infrastructure, creating new apprenticeships, all without increasing taxes, which brings me to the crux of one of the clear choices at this election between the coalition, who is delivering that record funding.
Young people in Hawthorne and Kew are telling us that they can't afford to buy their first home. What's your answer to that?
Well, firstly, I'd say to them that over the last year, over 100,000 first home buyers got a loan approval, which was the highest number on record. We have a number of policies that are designed to both boost supply in the housing market, but also to ensure that we get more people into home ownership. But what I can tell you is the answer for those people who are hoping to build a deposit to buy their first home is not higher rents. and the Labor Party have a policy at this election to abolish negative gearing as we know it, to increase capital gains tax by 50%, which will drive rents up by up to 22%. Now, in Victoria, that could mean a renter of a typical property would pay an extra $65 a week or $3,500 a year. That will eat into their disposable income. It will make them having to give up spending in other areas and will make them make it harder for them to save for a deposit.
The interesting feature of your campaign is that it seems to be an attack and a criticism of Labor and what Labor might do, but yet we don't hear very much about what you will do. You keep on talking about tax breaks and income tax breaks. Our understanding is that the average retail worker is going to get $11 a week out of this, if they're lucky, and the millionaire might get about $11,000 a year.
Well, I think that's a very biased, partisan and unfair portrayal.
But is it untrue?
Choice of the election. Absolutely untrue. Because what I and the Prime Minister and I have been talking about throughout this election campaign is our economic plan, which is the foundation for extra funding on schools and hospitals and roads. Now, one of the proudest things, one of the things I'm most proud of what this government has achieved is the listing of 2,000 new drugs on the PBS at a cost of $10.5 billion. Now, I don't need to remind you that the Labor Party was not able to list drugs on the PBS because, in their words, the fiscal circumstances didn't allow. Our economic management has delivered a strong economy, and therefore we've been able to list drugs. And one of the more memorable moments I've had during this campaign was when I went to a children's hospital in Randwick and met with a young girl, Stella, age 6, and her family. She has severe epilepsy, and I was able to announce that we were listing a drug called Vimpat on the PBS, which would otherwise cost thousands of dollars to her and her family, which will now cost just $6.50. That's the human story to the numbers in a budget. And I think to say what you did at the outset, that we're just criticising Labor, is not an accurate portrayal. People need to know the alternative of this election. One side, namely Labor, are proposing higher taxes. We're proposing greater targeted spending, but also structural reform that will deliver more people money into their pocket.
Okay. I'm going to let you go, Josh. I know you've got to go. Good luck in Kooyong. A couple of things quickly. We'd love to have you back on.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Regardless of the result of the election, it's taken too long to get you on air. And
I have been on your show before.
I know, with as I call him, Comrade Kroger.
but and I'm always happy to come on, guys.
Okay.
And you do have a really important audience. We're discussing important issues, and they're issues that, you know, I obviously want to advance in my role.
One thing, next time you speak to Robert Clark, ask him to publicly recant those comments he made about our community, because he never has. We remember this stuff, Josh. Just as you remember things, we remember this as well. And I'd ask you to, in a private word with him, ask him to recant that.
Well, Mac, I understand he has made comments about it since. And, you know, as you know, our party, our government will continue to do things, and that will improve and strengthen the gay community.
Okay. Thank you, Josh. Thanks, and good luck campaigning today.
All the best to you.
Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
That was Josh Frydenberg, the Treasurer of Australia.
And member for Kooyong.
Who took some time out of his very busy campaigning schedule.
Took more time than he expected, and I thank him for that.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.